News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is reporting that all the necessary workbook materials for the Primary Exit Profile, PEP, will be made available in the second week of September. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reed is calling for patience as two publishers are working to get the workbooks ready for students. He adds that hard and soft copies of sample questions were sent to schools in June.
Publishers are now ready to release their workbooks, so by the second week of September, workbook will be made available. We'll make sure we develop apps, YouTube videos, all that we need to do, use social media to ensure persons are empowered in our preparation for PEP. We'll also use print media to make sure we have, as happened with GSAT, you have a weekly study guides surrounding PEP.
Jamaica welcomed close to 3 million visitors to the island during the first 8 months of this year. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says this represents a 4.7% increase for the January to August period compared with the same period last year. Minister Bartlett adds that the sector continues to perform well despite national, regional, and global challenges.
To grow on last year is a phenomenal achievement. And to be growing at the 5% that we project we would grow when last year we did 12 is even more phenomenal. So in addition, estimated gross foreign exchange earnings January to July 2018 was 1.93 billion, up 6.3%. We stop over arrivals itself earning 1.8 and the crews earning 110,000.
Mr. Bartlett says the country is on track to see a record 5 million visitors to the island this year. Jamaica is implementing a single window for trade to improve the import and export process. The Jamaica Electronic Single Window Project, to be rolled out by the Jamaica Customs Agency over the next 3 years, will provide one entry point for all import, export, and transit-related regulatory requirements. Industry and Commerce Minister Audley Shaw says the project represents an important element of Jamaica's trade facilitation program, geared towards increasing revenue collection and reducing cost and clearance time for goods.
The ESW will see the efficient use of our resources as we streamline our business processes and procedures. Transparency of our processes through the availability of accurate, reliable, and timely information, and improved conditions of doing business, leading to improved competitiveness.
And the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will be extending nightly collection of solid waste in several sections of the Kingston metropolitan area. Executive Director Audley Gordon says the move is in response to the infrequent and late collection of waste in sections of Kingston and St. Andrew due to traffic congestion.
We did look at our two last week's operation in Kingston and realized that our trucks were not moving as freely as we would have liked. And so based on that evidence, we have to look at ways to get the trucks to move with more efficiency. We looked at some options, and the best one that we could have gone to would have been to take most of our activities out of the regular hours and move them into the deep night, where we would have less traffic to encounter.
The nightly operations will see the collection of garbage in communities including Harbour View, Constant Spring Gardens, Meadowbrook and Queensboro, communities along Washington Boulevard, including Zadie Gardens, Huenden, Duaney Park, and Corville Gardens. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Your generosity knows no bounds. When we needed help, you were always around.
The support and the grants what you give we, it build road, our school and train we,
and now we're doing much better, yeah.
Life
fi sweet, fi true, with the